Welcome to Calm Cafe. I am your host, Dwayne Richards. And in this episode, I have a special guest with me, and her name is Joan Kaler. And she is a counselor and consultant, and she is Counseling and Consulting International. Really cool. We met last week. We talked on Skype, and now we're interviewing. And we're going to be talking a little bit about, who Joan is, how she got introduced and partnered with one of my colleagues, Scott Patton, and as well, why and what is Udemy and how she uses it in her business based in Pennsylvania, I believe. But I'm going to introduce Joan, and I'm going to let her share a little bit about who she is right off the top. So welcome, Joan, and thank you for joining me on the Calm Cafe.
Oh, thank you, Dwayne. Thank you for having me. This is so much fun. I am a therapist in Pennsylvania, a teacher to the world, thanks to Udemy, and a consultant all over the world. If somebody has a question, I hope to be able to help them find the answer. So I have my private practice, and then I have my consultation business.
That's wonderful. And now one of the things we talked about last week, that now we can share a little bit about that on the actual recording. As I say, it's like radio, where all the good stuff happens off air, and then you know, on air, you're trying to remember some of the good things. But really what we said was, with you, when you got introduced, or maybe let's just go back to what we said we do, is you met one of my colleagues, Scott Patton. So I think before you weren't on Udemy, but when you got introduced to Scott, you jumped onto Udemy. And maybe tell a little bit about what your practice looked like before meeting Scott, and then what that path looked like that Scott started to send you down. So what was your practice before meeting Scott?
Before meeting Scott, my practice was successful. I was helping people. They were calling me. But then after meeting Scott, I went into overdrive, and my business became wildly successful in that I found Scott because I created the first app for a condition called trichotillomania, which is compulsive hair pulling. And I found him because I was researching other apps that he had created for emotional freedom techniques, one of the methods that I use. So I thought, what the hey, contacted him. And he said, sure, I'll build your app. We launched it in June of 2011. Since then, I've sold thousands of my apps. And then one day I was talking to him and I said, you know, I also teach at the University of Pittsburgh. He goes, you teach? I said, yes, I teach. And he said, that's wonderful. How would you like to teach on Udemy? Or some folks also known as Udemy. I guess it's Udemy. I said, what is Udemy? And then he explained it. I went, well, that sounds interesting. And then a little voice inside me, my inner wisdom, my angels, my higher power, whatever you want to call it, said, do it. So never one to argue with my higher power. I said, okay, show me how to do this. And then we started with one course, and that was 2 years ago, back in 2017. As a matter of fact, this month, March of 2015. And now we have 7 courses together, over 14,000 students. I'm having so much fun creating courses because I love to teach. And I guess he has so much fun recording me and putting the courses together and uploading them for the world. So here we are. But that's how I met Scott.
That's it. That's fun. And it's and the fantastic is that you were already, like you said, you were already successful. You were already teaching. So Udemy just gave you that new platform to reach people around the world with their, I think they have 12 million or more students. So it gives you that stable platform that, and being a paid, and getting paid to do it, right? Because it's not a free service. You actually get paid.
But the beautiful thing about Udemy is that as a therapist, I help people with the emotional problems. But then as a teacher on Udemy, I can create a course on whatever I want to. So now I have courses on finances. There's a course for emotional freedom techniques for day trading on the stock market. There's a course for releasing your unconscious blocks to success. So if I can think it, Scott helps me create it and we throw it up there. They've all been well received. I'm really, really excited.
That's wonderful. And you said something interesting. Now, one of my mentors, and you've met, I think you've spoken with Gordon. So Gordon, yes. We talk about here, we're using three things. We say, and around Napoleon Hill, where if you can think it, you can ink it, and then you can achieve it. And you're doing it, you're not necessarily inking it, but yours is a little bit different. You can think it, you can record it,
yes.
And then
yes.
You can achieve it. Wonderful. Now, I got to save some of it for our future episode, because we had a wonderful conversation last week. We have a common interest in golf, and we're going to share a little bit of the golf stuff. And the money piece, because again, what I do as a financial advisor, we're actually going to save that for the next podcast, and we're going to get more into depth into what you do with with your techniques around money.
Now, yes, let's send our listeners a little tease and tell them to come back and listen to what we discuss about money and how they can clear any unconscious blocks.
Wonderful, and. Maybe just tell us what is, now you said what the actual, I didn't realize what it was, but now it's, what is the term, because it's not exchange traded funds, it's not EFTs, but
it's a different EFT.
because it's on Udemy, so what is that technique?
Emotional Freedom Techniques, or the other EFT, mm-hmm. is a self-help tool that has its basis in Chinese medicine and acupressure. So without going to the long history, we don't have time for that. Gary Craig created it in 1993, and now if it's not the most well-known self-help tool, it's got to be in the top five anyway. And simply by thinking or feeling or being aware of a sensation in your body, a little NLP-ish, mm-hmm. by tapping on the acupressure points, you can create change.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Because that really simplifies it. And like you said, we don't need to go into the whole college course or the certification of how it.
Right.
The history behind it. But again, just so when people see it, if they see it, I think we may send them to... send them somewhere, and if they see that abbreviation, now they know a little bit what it means. Now the fantastic thing was I was trying to find my notes from our conversation last week, and I couldn't find them. And as you were talking, I now remember one of the stories I wanted you to share with our listeners today, and it was the Jack Canfield story, I think.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that really hit home for me last week, and fortunately I remembered, and I was hoping you could share that
I'd be happy to. I went to one of my tapping conferences. Jack Canfield was a presenter. He also taught a workshop, an all-day workshop, after the conference. I went to it. He had us write down what we wanted, what our goals were, of course, for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. I said that I wanted to teach a class a month, so I wanted to teach 12 classes. And then I thought, okay, so I inked it, as you would say, came home, and then that's when Scott invited me to be a co-instructor on Udemy. So now I'm thinking my dream of teaching, where I had visualized myself in an auditorium or a huge venue teaching thousands of people in front of me. Like, we were all in the same place together. Now I'm teaching thousands of people virtually. And of course, that concept was not in my head before Udemy. I was just thinking I would be a teacher in a room somewhere, an auditorium or a room. And I am a teacher. And I am teaching thousands of people, and now it's on Udemy. So Jack Canfield helped me realize my dream by having me write it down, because what you, just as you said, what you write down, you can manifest. I wrote it down and it is happening differently than I thought it would, but nevertheless, it's happening. So thank you, Jack, wherever you are.
Wonderful. And that's, and again, I've been to a number of workshops, and that's what they always say is, again, dreams and, it's writing, dreams and goals and writing it down and
all of those. People think the law of attraction is all about, I want it, therefore I get it. No. You have to raise your vibration. You have to write it down. I tell my clients all the time, make a vision board. If you want something bad enough, make a vision board, either a 3D one on poster board or do it on Pinterest and watch what happens, because you've got to be able to put an action step. You've got to be able to see it so your subconscious can create the opportunities.
Wonderful. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting better at listening. It's a skill that's, I think it's actually, it's a learned skill. We listen, but how well do we listen? Now, you mentioned something, and I'm going to ask my next question based on that. So you mentioned that you had the opportunity to co-author with Scott. So maybe share a little bit about what that is and how what would be the benefit. So first, what is co-authoring with Scott or co-authoring on Udemy? Let's start with that one. Ask one question at a time.
Co-authoring is when two people get together and create a course.
Okay. And what is the benefit, or what was the benefit, or what was that? Maybe it, and again, I know we talked a little bit, you didn't really know what it looked like when it first started 2 years ago, but where it has come in the 2 year period. So the benefits of co-authoring with Scott versus doing it all on your own.
Dwayne, I do not have the time to do it all on my own. I teach, I record. Scott is the geek. He is the artist. He and his assistant get together and take my recordings, add graphics, add text, add links, add resources, and throw them out there for everybody to learn. I do not have time to do that. I do not choose to take the time to learn how to do that. I'm helping people over here. So that's why Scott is so amazing. He has a gift. He has a gift for being able to teach. He has the patience of Mother Teresa with me. And do his thing on a computer and throw it up there. So I am very grateful that that's his end of it. He does the editing, the producing, the directing, and I do the teaching. I can't do all that by myself. I have enough trouble learning QuickBooks.
That's a different question. That's a question for us for another day. Now you're falling into my specialty on the accounting side. Now, and you're right. And I'll add one more thing that Scott does, and that is leveraging the marketing side.
Yes,
Udemy does a lot, the benefit of Udemy, and Udemy does the marketing of the courses for us. But the other thing that Scott does is the marketing inside of Udemy for his courses and cross promoting between his courses. And I know that he just, and obviously you're a big piece of his, or you guys work together, because I know he just posted recently, he hit one of his, a new milestone where he hit 50,000 combined students now, and I know you're at 14,000 and I'm at just over 7,000, so I know our numbers contribute, or a subset of his big number. But
right
when now when we say when someone launches their new course with Scott, the instant marketing of being able to share that out as a co-author to his existing student base, that's where the power of the other side of co-authoring comes, the benefit that, and that's just included. That's not a, the amazing thing is that's not an extra charge. That's all in the package. And some people have said, wow, that's I'm not going to say what the number is, but that they kind of roll their eyes when we tell them the price. and they don't really, we have to actually put it down on paper for them, I think, because they, I think if they visualize, see it visually, all of the things that they get in the package with working with Scott Patton, we need to charge like five times the amount that we charge.
Really?
When they truly see the power, because it's, and it is, and then it's working with, maybe the last thing, not necessarily, the next thing I'll ask you then is, how have you, because it's not just using, it's not just creating Udemy courses and putting them up and going to sleep. And there's a little bit of a process to it or a plan to it where you introduce, whether it be call to actions or different things, because you're, and you just mentioned to it before we got started about getting engaged with people offline, like outside of Udemy. So maybe share maybe a couple stories or maybe one thing about one way of, one way that you do that, and maybe one story. What's your best story of engagement outside of Udemy?
Well, my first course that we put up was about the trichotillomania hair pulling. One lady was sweet enough. She bought it for the high-end price. She was sweet enough to leave a 5-star review. So I wrote back and I thanked her. And I said, look, if you ever want an individual session, just let me know, because everything on Udemy with tapping is global tapping, and I'll get into that later. She said, yes, I'd love to have an individual. So we met individually 2 times, and then I was able to be her coach for her situation, for her condition. She got a lot out of it. She learned a lot. She's now applying the techniques that I taught her. So that is an added benefit. It's not just, as you say, throw a course up. It's engaging with your students. If someone has a question, answer the question. I look at my reviews daily. I look at any questions from students as an instructor. So just as if you're in a real classroom, this is a virtual classroom. But we are, I take full responsibility for whatever I put out. And if somebody has a question, I want to answer it. If somebody wants individual to work with me individually, then I'm happy to do that. So I love talking to the students.
Wonderful. And then as I was listening there, I know you're quite careful in the different terminologies, because I know right off the top, you're both a counselor and a consultant. Mm-hmm. So maybe just as a tip for people that are listening and they're thinking, oh, I can do this. And maybe just the fact that you are, you know, obviously you're licensed in the state of Pennsylvania, but maybe to share how, I'm not sure if you, what you do, or you can share how you do it, whether you do a disclaimer to say that this is a educational versus counseling, so that we're not getting, I know I do this as an accountant, I say I'm, as a financial advisor, I'm licensed in the province of Ontario in the country of Canada, so that someone in a foreign country isn't taking my advice. I always say seek out a professional in whatever tax jurisdiction you are. So maybe a little bit as a, what kind of wording you use to still, obviously you're still qualified, so not to take away from your qualifications, but just to make sure that you don't get yourself in trouble with the governing bodies.
That is an excellent question, Duane. And I have a disclaimer on every course that says, please note that individual results will vary. Please consult with your healthcare provider regarding any healthcare questions you may have. And I am offering no guarantees on any situation with this course. By taking the course, you are assuming full responsibility for your own health care. So that's on my Udemy courses. Now, when I'm in Pennsylvania, I'm licensed to offer counseling services. Although if somebody calls me for something that's outside the realm of counseling, if they want coaching because they're stuck in their creativity, or they're stuck in abundance issues, that's coaching. That's not counseling. And I explain that to them. Outside of Pennsylvania, I'm a consultant. If someone has a question, I can answer it to the best of my ability based on 23 years of experience. Actually, based on 63 years of experience, but that's another story. So it really depends on where somebody is in the world and the services that they request. But yes, I always put a disclaimer and disclosure with every course.
Wonderful. And I know the exciting thing when you talk about that, and again, we meet people that like to do things over Skype, but we're actually working on a little project. I know Scott's doing some research for us this month because he's in Greece. And when he was in Toronto in January, we talked about maybe a little field trip come October. So if someone's really excited about working with Scott and they want to have a, I don't know what we call it, like whether it be an epic launch or a fantastic launch of a lifetime, we're actually looking at doing a little excursion to Greece, possibly in October, and actually running some workshops with Scott Patton in Greece while he's there.
So, oh, that's so amazing.
I know you talked about, we'll share it a little bit, because you were talking about your least, maybe we'll share this as a, because everyone thinks, oh, everything's wonderful, but you have your least favorite course. I don't know if I should bring it up, but I'll put you on the hot seat. So you were talking about your least favorite course, and then we'll compare that to what would your experience be if you were to record your, not necessarily your next course, but be able to record a course with the landscape of the Greek islands in the background.
Oh,
your
wow.
Least favorite course, which was in your office, talking about, what were you talking about in your home office?
I don't know. Scott can be very persuasive. And I said, I'd really like to teach a course about golf. He goes, great. That's the next one we're going to teach. So I put the curriculum together, but I thought in the back of my mind, I need to be out on a course. I can't teach this in my office. And yet somehow I let him convince me to teach this from my office. And it's the course I'm least proud of. Let's put it that way. Because when you teach someone how to remove their blocks to shave strokes off their golf game, you need to be out on a golf course. Jeez Louise. So someday I'm going to redo that course or do another course about golf. When I'm actually on a nice day out on the course where I can swing the club and not have to worry if I'm knocking over my lamp and my furniture.
That's how we had a fun conversation last time, because it's like, because I thought you were just going to, you know, taking the chicken soup for the soul model where you're doing the emotional release technique or the emotional freedom techniques and you're just cranking them out. But you actually do have we're equally passionate about golf. So you do understand the game, and then you've taken what you are fantastic at doing professionally and connected it with one of your passions. So it's, and you're right. So that's why some person would watch your course and see you just in an office and you're like, wow, what does she know? But you do actually have a passion.
Somebody out on the golf course, we would do some capping at any point, whether it's off the tee, whether it's to shave strokes, whether it's to stop three putting, if they're stuck in a sand trap, if they're in the rough, wherever somebody is, if they have a difficult time with that particular setting, then we go through some tapping together so that they can relax and really focus on their game and their stroke and have a good shot.
There we go. And that's where we again, doing this the first time, so people may keep an eye out. There is a Udemy course on the back burner for me, and it actually is assembling a number of different people that I know and putting together a kind of a master golf Udemy course. So it's I know you're gonna be one of my co-instructors.
I'd love it.
It's gonna take a little bit more work because it's putting a few pieces together. But,
it's a lot easier to come to Canada than it is to go to Greece.
Well, that's true. Or come down to Pennsylvania. I'm sure you have nice golf courses down there too. But there's a certain time, you know, we have a smaller window here. I guess not that different than Pennsylvania, that, you know, generally from May to the end of September is our golf season here in Canada. But Okay, well, I think that is a fantastic amount of fun for today. And we're going to do this again because we're going to actually, like I said, we planted a little seed. We're going to do an episode on specifically around money and money mindset. And I think you're going to do a little bit of over the air coaching with me, and I'm looking forward to that. So it's a great way to demonstrate to the listeners what it is that you actually, how it works, how, and it's something that you don't have to see it. You can actually just listen to it and see the impact and the effect of how good you are. So I'm looking forward to that. We will, I'm not sure when we're going to do that yet, but that may be the next podcast, or it will definitely be in the next couple of weeks that, my listeners will be able to hear part two of, our follow-up podcast to the what they heard about today. So I want to thank you, Joan, and I'm just going to ramble a little bit here. So I'm going to thank you before you hang up on me and say it was, again, a pleasure. We could talk all night, but I won't keep our listeners. And what I'm going to share with our listeners is that one of the things here at Communications for Results and ComCafe, if they want to hear more about Udemy, drop me a line. And if they want, I will actually share with them a code, and they can check out one of my courses and possibly one of Joan's courses. And you can check the show notes or just email me at info@DwayneRichards.com. That's DwayneRichards.com. And I will be happy to share a link to one of our Udemy courses so you can actually see it firsthand what it is all about. And if you are so into, if we've piqued your interest on being a Udemy instructor yourself, then message me, because that is one of the programs that we offer here at Communications for Results, is co-authoring, co-instructing with Scott Patton. And I kind of do a little bit of that for Scott while he's off traveling the world. I line up people and then I introduce them to him. So if you like what you heard and you want to hear a little bit more, also send me an email or put a comment in the podcast to say, how does that work? So again, this has been ComCafe. I've been your host, Dwayne Richards. I want to thank my special guest again, Joan, and it was fantastic, and I look forward to our next podcast. Have a great day.